ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायं उदिरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातां सहगन रघुनाथामितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपदान् सहगन ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितां च। नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामीनिति नामिने। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। ओम नमो भगवते श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य चंद्राय। ओम नमो भगवते श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य चंद्राय। ओम नमो भगवते श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य चंद्राय। हरे कृष्ण। At the outset, I would like to offer my humble obeisances unto all the devotees, unto the lotus feet of all the devotees. Kindly bless me so that I can narrate the nectarian pastime of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu that happened today. I have been told to narrate the pastime of Gauranga Mahaprabhu cleansing the Gundicha temple. So today is that auspicious day, and we all are so fortunate that tomorrow Lord Jagannatha is appearing and is coming out of the temple, and the day before Gauranga Mahaprabhu performed this wonderful pastime. So we all are indeed very fortunate to be in Vrindavan discussing such a nectarian pastime of Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So in Jagannath Puri there's a very famous temple, Gundicha temple. We all have heard about it. And this Gundicha temple has a history. This pastime was performed in that temple. So let's just look at this Gundicha temple, the importance of this temple. This temple was said to be constructed during the king Indradumna Maharaj, who also constructed the Jagannath Puri temple with the help of Vishwakarma. So by seeing the activities of Vishwakarma, the Gundicha, the queen of Indradumna Maharaj, she felt that we should also construct a temple away from this temple, and we should perform this Rath Yatra to take Jagannath out of this temple and then go to that Gundicha temple. So that is the history. And then again the same Vishwakarma is said to be said to have constructed this Gundicha temple also. There is also history that how the name Gundicha came. So one thought was because the queen's name was Gundicha and she constructed the temple on her behalf, so the name was Gundicha. And also the history says that in olden days around Puri, near around Puri, in those villages, there used to be smallpox every year, you know. People used to be inflicted by this smallpox and then many people used to die. So in order to have the protection from the demigod, they used to worship a deity known as Gundicha. The same Gundicha, she is said to be Mata Durga Devi, and people used to worship to protect them from this smallpox disease. And the deity of Gundicha also was said to be installed in that temple. So the name Gundicha. This is a very beautiful temple, Gundicha temple in Jagannath Puri. So there are, this temple has four important components. If you look at this temple, there are four main parts in the temple. The first part is called as Vimana. There is a tower structure when we enter, where there is a sanctum, the Lord is sitting, that is called as Vimana. And the next part is called as Jagamohan. This is the assembly hall, where every devotee is assembled there. And then Natamantapa, that's a festival hall. Generally, during the Jagannath's residence for the 7 days there, lot of drama and activities are performed in that Natamantapa hall. And then there is a Bhogamantapa, the offering hall, where the Lord is offered with prasadam there, bhoga there. And also connected with this main temple is a small kitchen, and there is a passage. So the main structure where Jagannatha is, Jagannath Balaram Subhadra is seated, it is about 4 feet by 19 feet long. So that is sanctum, Vedic sanctum. And on this sanctum, Lord resides for 7 days during Jagannath Rath Yatra festival. That festival is starting from tomorrow. And the area of Gundicha temple, the total area is said to be around 288 cubit by 215 cubit. 1 cubit is equal to 1.5 feet. So 288 cubit by 215 cubit. It's almost like a square. And the main temple is about 36 cubit by 30 cubit. And the kitchen hall is about 32 cubit by 32 cubit. And this temple is also having, this temple is built in the middle of the garden. There's a garden inside, and the entire temple is surrounded by a compound wall. And this whole complex is at the extreme end of the Jagannatha temple that we have seen. And this temple is also said to be the garden house of Jagannath, and also the summer retreat of Jagannath. So this is the importance of Gundicha temple. Now this pastime, such a wonderful nectarian pastime, performed on the exactly on the same day today by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu about around 500 plus years. And cleansing of the Gundicha temple, that tradition is even carried out today on this day today. Now this entire pastime teaches us a lot of things, and the central theme of this pastime is anartha nivritti, cleansing the heart from all unwanted desires. It's so important in the devotional service. how the Lord performed such a simple activity, but he left such a big teaching from this pastime. So that's why this whole chapter is very, very important in the devotional service. Now, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnaraj Kaviraj Goswami so wonderfully narrated this pastime. And in order to understand, when we first read this chapter, at least when I started reading this, I was wondering, the title of this chapter is Gundicha Temple Cleansing. That's the title. But the story starts with Maharaj Pratap Rudra. Maharaj Pratap Rudra is hankering to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's very interesting. So when we understand, try to understand why almost about quarter of this whole pastime, the chapter, the narration about the Pratap Rudra and his meeting with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Gundicha temple cleansing is at the middle of the whole chapter. And then afterwards, there is a pastime of the dancing, kirtan, and then prasadam distribution. So if we just look at the whole summary of this chapter, I think this can be understood in four parts. This whole pastime, nectarian pastime, can be divided into four parts. The first part is called as Ato Shraddha Tato Sadhu Sangha. Sri Rupa Goswami says in Bhakti Ratsamrita Sindhu, Ato Shraddha Tato Sadhu Sangha Tato Bhajana Kriya Anartha Nivratti, then Asakti Bhava, and then Asakti Rati Bhava and Shuddha Prem, the steps of devotion. So devotion starts with Shraddha. So Pratap Maharaj, the pastime of this Lord dealing with Pratap Maharaj King, is narrating the first part is Ato Shraddha. When the Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned from South India Yatra, the King Pratap Rudra was having an intense desire to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he wanted to have the audience of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, take the shelter at his lotus feet. And in the past also, he was repeatedly trying to request the devotees to arrange a meeting with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but that was futile. This time when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came from South India Yatra, and all the devotees, there was so much of kirtan and lot of activities going on. So looking at that, the king again, you know, started looking for opportunities to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he Jagadishwara, he knows the desire of all, the hearts of all living entity. But still, he was performing this pastime that a sannyasi cannot meet a king. And repeatedly he was reluctant to not to meet this king. And the king was very morose. And he was trying all the time, when I will get the audience of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? When I will have darshan of the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? He was all the time hankering. And this time, he wrote a letter to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, requesting that, you know, you kindly arrange a meeting with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I would like to take darshan of his lotus feet. I would like to see the wonderful lotus like his face. So that he writes a letter to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, because he had many times tried on behalf of king to convince Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that the king wants to meet. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very, very strict. Being a sannyasi, he should not meet a king and a woman. What the general populace will think about the sannyasi? So he was very, very strict and he was not allowing anybody to speak on this subject. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya writes back letter to the king saying that, you know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not interested in meeting and this is not the right time. Now the king became very, very morose, and his desire to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was intensified. And then he wrote another letter to Sarvam Bhattacharya, kindly appeal to all the devotees. It's my request. You kindly appeal to all the devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who are associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to submit a petition on my behalf to arrange for this meeting. And then he says, if now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu does not allow me to meet, what is the use of all this kingdom and opulence? I would better reject everything and go as a mendicant, and I will become a beggar. So that is, his letter was very, very staunch this time and very, very strong. When Sarvam Bhattacharya sees this letter, he was also very much upset. And then he takes this letter to all the devotees and he reads this letter to convince the mind of the king. All the devotees also trying to make some arrangement. Oh, this king, although he is a king, but he is a great devotee. What kind of mood he has about the Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu? And everyone was planning to make an arrangement for this meeting. So this time everyone in the meeting decides that let's go to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and request him. This time we will not request to have a meeting, but at least we'll go and praise this king, the qualities of the king in front of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so that his heart will be softened. So this time all the devotees goes to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in very gambhir mood, and everyone wants to say something about the king, but they could not say any word. So after some time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was asking them, what's the matter? You all are not speaking anything. What's the reason why you have come here to meet? And then Nityananda Mahaprabhu, he says, my Lord, we want to say something, but we are afraid. Look at this king. He's having so much of desire to meet you, to see your wonderful face, to take the dust of your lotus feet to his heart. So kindly do something. And immediately Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, yes, all of you have come here to make me to go to that king and meet, isn't it? So this is all your wish. I should go to Katak, because Katak was his headquarters. You all want me to go to Katak and meet that king. He says, you are all great personalities. I would just follow what you all say. So just understanding his mood, Nityananda Mahaprabhu says, my Lord, he is hankering so much. And he says that if you do not allow him to meet, he would become a mendicant, go to door and beg alms. And he wear a ring in his ears. This is an ivory ring. So that's a tradition in the time of king. The king wants to get up from this kingdom and he wants to become a mendicant. In India, that was a tradition that he will wear the ivory ring and then go as a mendicant. So Nityananda Mahaprabhu is explaining, if you do not allow, you would become a mendicant. And you know, if the person is so much attached for some object, and if that is not fulfilled, he will commit a suicide. My Lord, he would kill himself. You remember the pastime of the Brahmana Patnis? You know, that same pastime happened here in the Krishna Leela. And this Raman Reti is very famous for this pastime. I think you all know about this Brahmana Patnis, the wives of Brahmana who are performing the sacrifice. And Krishna wants to have some eatables. The boys go there to ask, but these Brahmanas did not give anything because they were busy in performing the sacrifice. And then Krishna tells, you go to their wives and ask something. And at the sight of this Yajna, where all lot of preparations were made for Yajna, the Krishna and all the Gopas The boys goes there and ask the wives of the Brahmana to give something. Krishna has come here for herding the cows. Immediately, just hearing about Krishna, all these wives of the Brahmana left everything. They did not care for their children, they did not care for their husband. They took all the preparation and say, let's go to meet Krishna. So they dejected everything, went to meet Krishna. And the same pastime happened. There is a very beautiful temple here. It's called Bath Road Bihari. If you have not seen, kindly have a darshan. It's a very, very wonderful temple, Bath Road Bihari, small Krishna, where in the Ashok Van, where there is today, there is a Sabji Mandi. This whole area was Ashok Van. Krishna used to come here with all the cows and boys. And then all these wives come there in front of Krishna and Balram. And it appears that to Srila Prabhupada, this pastime was so dear. When this temple was constructed, you know, the deity form here, Krishna and Balram, they are standing in the pose. The same pose they were standing when the Brahmana wives came and performed the prayers. They offer the prayers in front of them. So it is explained in 10th canto, Srimad Bhagavatam, 23rd chapter, that how these wives of Brahmana meet Krishna and Balram. They are standing exactly the same way here that we see. And they have offered such a beautiful prayer in front of the Lord. So these Brahmana wives, just newly married, and they have left their house and come in front of Krishna and Balram. Krishna and Balram were just standing in a very auspicious mood. And this prayer is so nice prayer. They say, Maivam vibhor hati bhavan gaditum rushamsam satyam kuruswa nigamam tava padamolam praptavayam tulasidama padavasristam kesair nivodumati langya samasta bandhun. So it's just like a gopi geet. They said, my Lord, we have dejected everything to come to take the shelter at your lotus feet. And you have said in the Shastra, Nigama, that whosoever comes to take the shelter at your lotus feet, he will not return back. He will not go with a bare hand. So please prove that today we have come here to take the shelter at your lotus feet. And we have left everything. My Lord, we do not disturb you. Between you and all your gopis, we do not disturb you. Please allow us to stay us here, so that we will decorate our head, our hairs, with all those flowers that you have dejected. We just take them and decorate our head. So please allow us to stay here. It's such a beautiful prayer. So those who are wanting to stay in Vrindavan, if you offer this prayer every day, hopefully Krishna allows us to stay in Vrindavan. So this is the pastime Nityananda Mahaprabhu is saying, you know, what happened to this Brahmana Patnis? Just like that, the king will also leave everything and, you know, go as a mendicant. So by seeing this, the heart of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was softened. But outwardly he was showing that I am a sannyasi. I cannot meet the king. Then Nityananda Mahaprabhu makes a plan. My Lord, at least to save this king to become a mendicant, I have a plan. You please give your outward dress as a prasad to him. When the king sees that, maybe he will be pacified. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, all right. Then immediately Nityananda Prabhu called Govinda, hey Govinda, please give the outward dress of Mahaprabhu. And that dress was given to, sent to King Prataparudra. And King Prataparudra was so happy to seeing that dress of Mahaprabhu. It is said in Chaitanya Charitamrita, he kept that dress in the altar and he started worshipping that dress as if worshipping the Lord. Such a devotion. And then again, since this meeting could not happen, the Lord says to Nityananda Mahaprabhu, okay, I cannot meet the king, but I can meet his son. Please ask him to meet. Because the son represents a father. Meeting a son is equivalent to meeting a father. Then everybody liked this idea. Afterwards, Ramananda Rai goes to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and then since Ramananda Rai was a minister, a diplomatic, so he's with very sweet word, he tried to convince Chaitanya Mahaprabhu about this. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, you know, Ramananda Rai, are you telling me, suggesting this, considering the situation, that sannyasi should meet a king? What this world will tell about a sannyasi? So, but all right, then you please ask the king to send his son. If I meet the son, it is equivalent to meeting his father, because son represents a father. Then Ramananda Rai was very happy. He goes and tells the king, and king sends his son. When his son was sent, his son was so beautiful. He was having a black complexion, and his eyes were just like the lotus petals. And he was having a golden, you know, chain, and in the very beautiful blue and yellow costume. When he came, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw him, he remembered Krishna. Oh, how beautiful you are. You look like Krishna. And he immediately embraced that prince. And when the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced him, the small boy, the young prince, started, you know, jumping, and he started saying, Krishna, Krishna, became ecstatic, and tears started flowing from his, you know, face. And all the devotees started appreciating what a devotion, what a great fortune this prince has. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pacified him, you know, when I embrace, it appears I am embracing Krishna. So you please come every day and mute all the devotees. So he became a great devotee. And when he went back and told this king about meeting of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the king became very, very happy. How fortunate my son is. And the king embraced, Pratapudra embraced the prince, and he also started dancing in ecstatic mode, started crying, Krishna, Krishna. So this was Ato Shraddha and Tato Sadhu Sangha part. How beautiful the association of devotees. All the devotees could convey the heart of king, submit a petition to the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And they made, the devotees made the hearts of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to soften. That's the greatness of the devotees. And this Pratapudra was so fortunate to serve all these devotees. So this is the first part of this whole nectarian pastime. The second pastime, which is the central theme of this pastime today, is Anartha Nivritti. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called three persons, Kashi Mishra, and superintendent of the temple, Jagannath temple, Tulsi, and then Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. He called all the three of them and expressed his desire to cleanse the Gundicha temple. Said, I want to, along with all the devotees, would like to clean the Gundicha temple, that is exactly today, one day before Jagannath Rath Yatra. And this is such a connotation that if you want to invite the Lord into our heart, the heart must be made absolutely clean. And that is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching from this pastime. When the superintendent Tulsi heard about this from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, said, my Lord, sweeping and cleaning is a very menial activity, and it is not befitting you, my Lord. Cleaning is not such an activity. But you are Sarveshwara, Jagadishwara, and you want to do this cleaning, it becomes your pastime. King has given me special order that whatever Chaitanya Mahaprabhu desires, I should fulfill. So immediately I will fulfill. Tell me what you want. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu say, so you arrange for some brooms and earthen pots. So immediately he went to the market and arranged for hundreds of earthen pot and hundreds of brooms. Now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with all his devotees, hundreds of devotees, and in the morning today he called everyone, and Lord is so kind and so merciful. He took the chandan paste and he applied on the bodies of each devotee, just like a mother applying to their child. He applied with love the chandana to all the devotees, associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave the broom and the earthen pot to hundreds of devotees, and they all went chanting to Gundicha temple. Now in Gundicha temple, which represents our heart, we are going to invite tomorrow Jagannath Baladev Subhadra, the Lordship. And if you want to invite the Lord into our heart, the heart must be absolutely clean. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tells everyone, first let's sweep the entire campus complex. So they started sweeping with the broom, dry cleaning. They cleaned all the ceiling, the walls, you know, all these four components which we discussed in the beginning, the vimana, and you know, all the four parts of the temple, the walls, the ceiling, the vimana, Jagmohana, Natamandapa, Bhogamandapa, kitchen, and also some quarters associated with the temple. They cleaned thoroughly. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told everyone how to clean. And then once the cleaning is done, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed everyone how to collect the dust, the grains of sand which are lying here and there, and the straw, pieces of the plants, bhusa, you know, which is lying. So this, he started collecting, and everybody also started collecting. And then he says, you know, those who are doing this sweeping very nicely, cleaning very nicely, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, bhalo bhalo, you are doing very well, so please teach others. And those who are not doing so well, he will chastise them. And then everybody become very serious. You know, they felt ashamed, we are not doing cleaning properly. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered all the devotees to bring water. So from nearby Narendra Sarovar, hundreds of devotees thronged to bring the water, clean water. And the whole campus were renouncing, resounding with the name of Krishna. Everyone was chanting, Krishna, 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 Krishna. So if anybody wants broom, he would tell Krishna, Krishna. And the other devotee gives the broom saying, Krishna, Krishna. So they are only talking and chanting Krishna. So the whole campus was resounding with the name of Krishna, Harinam. So this is the cleansing process. Cheto darpana marjanam bhava maha davagni nirvapanam. The very popular teaching of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The heart is like a mirror, but because of our association with this material world, it is contaminated with straw, the dust, all that contamination. And then the entire campus was cleaned thoroughly with water. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started throwing water onto the ceiling, and the top water started flowing on the walls, and everybody started again sweeping this water through brooms. The whole campus was flooded with water, and the entire campus was absolutely clean. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again, second time he started cleaning. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with his own dress, he started cleaning the Vedic where Lord has to be seated. The whole campus he started cleaning with the cloth. And at the end, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told everyone to sit in two lines, and all that grains, the sand pieces, the straw, the dust which was collected from cleaning, it was put at the center, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told everyone jokingly, those who have collected little, less than everybody, he has to feed sumptuously all the devotees with the rice cake, the sweet, rasgulla. That's the punishment. So he started showing, and all the hundreds of devotees who have collected the dust and contamination, and what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has collected, it was much more than together with all the devotees that they have collected. And it was appearing as if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is having hundreds of hands and he is cleaning the entire campus by himself. And this is the Supreme Lord. What is not possible with him? So similarly, this is a very beautiful incident. When the Lord was cleaning, a lot of dust was accumulated. His face with the was appearing so beautiful. You know, all the devotees were relishing the mood and the beauty of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The same incident, you know, during Samudra Manthan, Lord Hari, with his, you know, as a director, he was churning the ocean with Mandar Parvat. It was not an easy task. Such a huge mountain, and with Vasuki, this was being churned. The demons on one side and devotees on the other side. The mountain was very, very heavy and it was sliding down. Sukadeva Goswami explains, the Lord himself was holding this mountain and he was churning with thousands of hands this mountain. And the Lord was also sitting at the bottom of this mountain as Kurma Avatar. And he was standing and holding it like a bearing on the top as Lord Hari. And he was also churning. The Lord is doing all the activity by himself. Similarly here, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was cleaning the entire campus by himself by hundreds of hands. And when the devotees saw outside, the outside campus, the road, everything was swept so neatly and clean. People could wonder, how is that? Who cleaned this road? Who cleaned this outside campus? They could not believe. That's a wonderful pastime of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now this activity of cleaning appears to be so menial and such a simple activity. But the acharyas explained and so nicely this whole beautiful pastime. Particularly Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur has explained this whole narration of this pastime as Anartha Nivratti. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, Srila Prabhupada says, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur is how the heart of, in this Kali Yuga, especially in this Kali Yuga, the heart of every person is contaminated with unwanted desires. From many millions and millions of years being associated with this material world, every jivatma is trying to enjoy, and everyone is making a superficial plan to counteract the sufferings, miseries of this material world. But this material world, there is no happiness. Prahlad Maharaj, in his prayer, such a beautiful prayer, he says, Yasmat priya priya viyoga sayoga janma shokagnina sakalayo nishudayamanah dukkha ushadam tadapi dukkham taddiya aham bhuman brahmami vadame tavadashayogam. Such a beautiful offering. Prahlad Maharaj says, oh my Lord, in this material world, because of the association of the good and bad things, priya and apriya, one is put into such a precarious condition in this material world. Everyone is suffering, whether he's a demon or a demigod, whether he's in the swarga or in this material world. Everyone is suffering. And in order to avoid this suffering, everybody is making enormous plans But all these plants are futile. So he says, in this material world, dukkham and dukkha aushadam, both are dukkham. If somebody is afflicted with a disease and he takes a medicine, the disease is also afflicting, the medicine is also afflicting. Dukkha and aushadi, both are dukkham in this material world. And my Lord, only by devotion, only by dasatva of your lotus feet, one can be happy in this material world. So please tell me, advise me how to serve you. Such a beautiful prayer. So Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur is explaining only by devotion. So devotion starts with anartha nivritti, cleaning the heart. If the heart is not clean, how can we offer devotion to the Lord in the heart? The Lord is situated in the heart, but the heart is so much of contaminated. So Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur compares the straw, the grains of sand, the weeds and the dust which is collected by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the devotees. It represents the unwanted desire in the heart. The straw represents the fruitive work, karma kanda, material mentality or material upliftment, the desire to materially, you know, improve. So that is straw is representing. Grains of sand is, it is representing speculative knowledge. So Rupa Goswami says, Anya Vilashita Shunyam Jnana Karmadi Anavartam Anukulena Krishnanu Shilanam Bhakti Rutta Uchate. The unwanted knowledge, speculative knowledge, mystic yoga and meditation, penance, sacrifice, austerity, all this represents the contamination in the heart. Where is the devotion? One wants to have the opulence of sarga. Without knowing the Lord, how the Lord is pleased, one wanders into this contamination. And as soon as these are present in the heart should be understood to be unclean to invite Krishna in the heart. So we cannot perceive the Lord's presence in our heart unless our hearts are clean. Material enjoyment is the great offering, great sacrifice, auspicious and inauspicious activity, charity, austerity, elevation to higher planetary system, and even living happily in this material world without God, without Krishna. This is a contamination. This is a dust. Modernized material benefits, it is the dust of material enjoyment, material contamination. When this dust is agitated by the whirlwind of fruitive activity, it overcomes the heart. Thus the mirror of the heart is covered with the dust. How beautifully he has compared the contamination with all that dust. If one suffers to his past fruitive activities, he cannot counteract the suffering by performing another auspicious activity. You know, if somebody is suffering in this material world, okay, by performing the yajna, by performing the sacrifice or charity, I can eradicate this suffering. So Lord says, it's not possible. Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur is saying, it's all futile exercise. Unless there is a devotion, one cannot mitigate the sufferings of this material world. So in devotion, cleansing of the heart is very, very important. If the heart is full of anarthas, how can the Lord be invited into that contaminated heart? So this whole pastime is representing cleansing of the heart. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, with all the devotees, cleaned the entire campus absolutely like a clean marble. He ensured that two times Chaitanya Mahaprabhu cleaned. So Acharya says, why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu cleaned two times? First time with all the water, with the dry cleaning and then water cleaning, and then with his own outward dress, Lord was cleaning the entire campus. He was teaching everyone that if the heart, if the marble is absolutely clean, it becomes cool, pacified. Similarly, when our heart is absolutely clean from all the uncontaminated desires, it becomes cool and pacified. So in that cool heart and mind, the Lord comes and stays without disturbance. So this is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching. And in the middle, when some devotees were doing an excellent job, he appreciates them. Bhalo, bhalo. You are doing good job. So you please teach others. So Srila Prabhupada explains, those who were doing the good job, they are like acharyas who are helping clean the heart. Those who are not doing good job, they have to follow the acharya. And that's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, you please teach to others. Acharya, to teach to others. So this entire pastime is the anartha nivritti. Just by hearing this nectarian pastime, our heart, at least there will be desire in our heart to cleanse the uncontaminated heart so as to invite the Lordship tomorrow in Jagannath Rath Yatra. So this is the second part of the pastime, that is bhajana kriya and anartha nivritti. And the third part is asakti and rati. So after this pastime is done, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu along with the devotees, they all go to Narendra Sarovar and they take bath there and they perform beautiful kirtan. So the third part of this whole chapter, this whole pastime, the third part explains about how the Lord performed kirtan along with all the devotees and how the Lord made the Gopal, the son of Advaita Acharya, to dance. And he became ecstatic and he became unconscious. And then everybody chanting Hari Hari, they started to make wake up this Gopala, but he was completely unconscious. Advaita Acharya started crying. This was the pastime. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, he put his hand on his heart and say Hari Hari, Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. When Mahaprabhu chanted loudly, Gopala stood up and started crying. And you know, the perspiration started flowing from his body and he became ecstatic. So this was the pastime Mahaprabhu performed, the asakti and rati part. And then the last part is bhava and shuddha bhakti. After this pastime, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was sitting in the garden and the superintendent of the temple, Tulsi, and Vaninath Rai, who is son of Bhavananda Rai, he brought sumptuous prasad. This prasad enough for 500 people. All the rasgullas, the sweet cake and the rice and so many sabjis and the puri, the halwa and amrut keli and simple sabji, everything which is enough for 500 people. He brought all this and then Lord was very happy, pleased to see that such a preparation and the bhoga of Lord Jagannatha. And Lord personally started serving all the devotees with his own hand. So prema. And every devotee was so much happy to receive from the hands of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord sitting in everybody's hearts, in this pastime part, he knows that what each devotee likes. So accordingly he was distributing. He is also telling Swarup Damodar Prabhu to distribute what one likes. Somebody likes, you know, puri. So he is telling, give him puri, give him amrut keli, give him sabji. So like this, everybody was astonished. How Lord knows that I like this puri? How he knows that I like this sweet? So Lord was distributing. This is Shuddha Prema. And then everybody was ecstatic in that bhava. They relished this prasadam. And also there is a very beautiful conversion between the Gopinath Acharya and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Lord calls Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya to sit beside him. And he is also serving sumptuous prasad. All that sweet and everything he is serving to this Acharya. And Gopinath Acharya was surprised to see what a merciful Lord is. Look at this Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. What he was before, and now he is relishing the association of the Lord, Shuddha Prema. And then what Sarvambha Acharya tells is a very, very interesting in this part. This is, my Lord, earlier I was monist. I was not a devotee. I was heavy-headed with all that logic and Naya knowledge. I had so many devotees. I was wandering like a crow. But you made me Garuda with your association. Who can make only Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? And he says, I was like a jackal in the association of all the logicians, non-devotees. But now, look at my fortune. With the same mouth where I was like a jackal, I was shouting, bo, bo, bo. Now, I am chanting with the same mouth, Hari, Hari, Hari. This is the transformation. So, Sarvam Bhattacharya nicely explaining the association of the Shuddha Bhakti, what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mercifully gave to Sarvam Bhattacharya. So, this is a wonderful concluding pastime, and everybody relishing. So, in summary, this whole nectarian pastime starts with Lord's reluctancy in meeting the king. You know, it's so wonderful. Lord's both activities are wonderful. If we reject somebody and punish it, it's also so wonderful. And if we reward somebody, it's also so wonderful. And here king is hankering for his association, embrace. When the Lord went to the Jharkhand jungle, even the trees, the animals, the carnivorous animal, he gave mercy to them. They started dancing. He embraced them. He made them to chant Hare Krishna. But today, he is not ready to meet the king who is a devotee. What a wonderful pastime. So that is the intensifying the love, the Shraddha, Lord played this pastime with the king. And then the central part is Anartha Nivritti, cleansing the heart from all uncontaminated, unwanted desire, so that it becomes clean like a marble, and then we receive the Lord, and Lord can stay in the heart without the disturbance of the material contamination. So thank you very much. I feel very, very fortunate in the association of all the devotees to narrate this wonderful pastime of Lord, and that too in the Vrindavan Dham, and with your kind blessing. So if you have any questions or comments, next another 1 or 2 minutes. Yes, please. Yes, Mataji. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, yes. Yes, Mataji. Thank you, Mataji, for just reminding that. So, in this chapter, as I said in the beginning, So, in this chapter, as I said in the beginning, the title of this chapter is Gundicha Marjana. But the whole, almost quarter of this chapter, the hankering of this king is explained. But in the later chapter, that is next, I think this is the 12th, in the 14th chapter, with the help of Ramanandra and all the devotees, king would fulfill his desire of meeting the Lord. He goes as a mendicant with a simple dress, and the Lord was sleeping in the garden. And then he sings the Gopi Geet, Tava Kathamrutam. So Lord got up and embraced him. And this is all the preparation. You know, this is Shraddha and Bhakti is beginning, and then he got it. Thank you, Mataji, for reminding this.
Right. But we say when the heart is clean,
Thank you, Prabhuji. You always ask a very wonderful question and you can explain it much better than me. But it's such a wonderful for me also to understand how the Lord is saying Cheto Darpana Marjanam Bhava Mahadavagni Nirvapanam. The chanting is a process of cleaning, the Lord says. And it's such a transcendental, this chanting. When we start chanting, slowly, slowly our heart becomes clean. And you ask a wonderful question, how to measure, how to recognize that heart is clean and the Lord is relishing in the heart. I think this everyone would experience when our mind is not disturbed. All the uncontamination has been cleaned by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. When we relish that Lord is residing, when the tears come from our eyes and when we start lamenting for our, you know, the entire life that we lived without the Lord and we started hankering and we feel that ecstasy, that is the proof that, you know, Lord is coming and staying in our heart. I think that is, if you have anything, Prabhuji, you can also explain. Yes. Lord is already sitting in the heart, but our attraction to the Lord is not so deep and we are ignoring the Lord although He's sitting inside. Lord is so merciful. So with the process of this chanting and cleaning, we come close to the Lord. And Lord, when the Lord is inside and there are so many desires, Lord is also disturbed. How the Lord can be peaceful inside? And if the Lord is disturbed, how can we release that ecstasy? So it's by cleaning and all the desires are have gone clean, then the Lord is peaceful. We will experience that pacified mind and cleaned heart later.
Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Lord is loving all our desires, whether we are clean or not. But the cleanliness is means we are not become pure devotee. So when we become pure devotee, then we think our heart is clean and Lord is residing with us. Other Lord is always there and is fulfilling whatever the desires we have. Whether I want to steal or whether I want to do anything, I want to rob, I want to do any nonsense, please honors, sanctioning everything. But when we chant properly and we become a pure devotee, then that is a different state than
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much, Prabhu. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrut ki, Gundicha Marjan ki, Jagannath Baldev Subhadra Maya ki, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki, Nityananda Mahaprabhu ki, all the devotees ki, Hare Krishna.